Day on contempt resolutions. Holder has refused to turn over all documents related to the botched gun tracking operation known as Operation Fast and Furious. The Justice Department says an offer has been made to hand over some documents. This is ABC News.
They're chasing the leads for UFOs.
Our first stop is to meet with an eyewitness.
And they're chasing the lights.
Look at this!
But what they're really chasing is...
That looks like a flying saucer.
The truth.
Now we're on to something.
Friday on the National Geographic Channel is Chasing UFOs, a new series that shines a light on the unknown.
Did you see that?
Wow!
The unanswered.
I want to find out where they come from.
The unidentified.
What the hell was that?
Chasing UFOs premieres Friday at 9 on the National Geographic Channel.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Google is now getting into the hardware business, executives taking to the stage in San Francisco at the company's annual developers conference. They've announced the Nexus 7 tablet. What's the thinking here?
This is really a step, I think, for Google into the low end of the tablet market, into that $199 price point, and into the sort of content consumption tablet market. So the 7-inch type of tablet that's really good at looking at media, really good at reading magazines and books, similar to what Amazon's had with its Kindle Fire.
ABC News technology editor Joanna Stern. The brother of jailed financier Bernard Madoff is expected to plead guilty today to conspiracy and falsifying records. Peter Madoff faces 10 years in prison, more than 3 years after his brother began serving a 150-year sentence for creating a fraudulent multi-billion-dollar private investment business. Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It's 59 degrees at 7:04. I'm Matt Engelbrecht. A funeral is planned for tomorrow for a woman who was stabbed to death while the search continues for the suspect. A candlelight vigil was held last night for Elizabeth Hope Cutler at the very place she was murdered, the Sedgefield apartment complex in Greenville. Dozens of neighbors, as well as some family members, came to remember her. Her grandmother, Mary Cutler, is trying to cope with the unexpected loss. The suspect remains on the loose. 24-year-old Max Albert Durant Tejada is wanted for Cutler's murder. Correction officials say they are searching for a man who managed to break out of a state prison overnight. 35-year-old Joey Carrico escaped around 9 last night from the Wilkes Correction Center, which is west of Winston-Salem. He is serving 2 years for misdemeanor driving while intoxicated and was due for release in February 2013. He may be attempting to reach family and friends in Wilkes County. Can the jurors break their deadlock? That's what we'll be watching for today in the murder trial of Arthur Ridnow. The jurors deliberated for 2 days in the trial of Ridnow in Pitt County before telling the judge they are deadlocked. The judge sent jurors home for the night with instructions to return at 9:30 this morning to try again. Ridnow is accused of killing girlfriend Teresa Foster at his Stokes home. The U.S. Forest Service says the Croatan National Forest fire is now 98% contained, and they expect it to be fully contained by Saturday. This is the latest. We're looking at latest aerial footage on WITN just to see how much land has been scorched by the fire. It remains at just over 21,000 acres that has been scorched. Forecasters say recent rains and water and pumping operations have helped contain the fire. And finally, in some national news, only marijuana was found in the system of a man who was shot while mauling another man's face. The Miami-Dade County Medical Examiner released a toxicology report on Rudy Eugene. Police shot and killed Eugene while he refused to stop chewing a homeless man's face over the Memorial Day weekend. The report identified active components of marijuana, but no other street drugs, alcohol, or prescription drugs. The 65-year-old did, in fact, survive the attack. That's your latest news from WITN. I'm Matt Engelbrecht.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
In one word, it's going to be hot. Plentiful sunshine for today. High of around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear. Getting down to about 68. For Friday, generally sunny. Ready for this? Record high temperatures. High of 101 degrees. Tomorrow night, a couple of clouds from time to time. Get down to about 74. And for your Saturday, sun of mix and clouds, the sun. Highs 101 to 105 and lows in the mid-70s. Currently, it is 61 degrees. This is Talk of the Town, and we'll be right back right after this.
At Vidant Health, we're bringing diabetes education and support directly to patients. So we're not simply treating the disease, but helping people learn to better manage it, live healthier lives, and avoid complications. A great example of this is Beatrice Jones, an Ahoskie resident who's lived with diabetes for more than 20 years, and Terry Koch, a registered nurse at Vidant Roanoke Chuan Hospital, who helps Beatrice with health and diet tips so she can take better care of herself.
If I can keep them healthy and keep them out of the hospital and keep them focused on how to take care of themselves, that's what I want to do.
Well, she's made me more aware of how to better take care of me.
I feel better because I am better.
Can understanding how to manage diabetes help you prevent complications and live a healthier life? The answer is yes. To learn more about managing diabetes and to find resources, visit VidantHealth.com/diabetes.
Price tags overboard.
The savings event you've been waiting for. The summer's biggest boat sale, powered by Evinrude E-Tech.
At Park Boat Company Power Sports in Washington. And the new Manio Marine in Manio.
We slash prices on every new boat in stock. Every Grady White, Carolina Skiff, Pioneer, every Chaparral, Hurricane, every South Bay, Manitou, and Sea-Doo. It's
price tags overboard.
Choose from over 100 boats and watercraft.
At Park Boat Company Power Sports in Washington. And the new Manio Marine in Manio.
Now is the best time to buy. 6-year warranties and special financing available on all Evinrude E-Tech power boats. Take advantage of the lowest price this summer on all sport boats, fishing boats, pontoon and deck boats, skiffs, Evinrude E-Tech repowers, and personal watercraft, all at spectacular savings. If it floats, it's on sale because it's
price tags overboard.
Don't miss the biggest boat sale of the summer
at Park Boat Company Power Sports in Washington and the new Manio Marine in Manio.
This message is a call to action to conservative voters.
Our nation was founded on the principle that every vote matters, and your conservative vote will never matter more than in the second Republican primary to be held on July 17th. In the past, primaries like these have seen voter turnout of less than 5%. So it's vitally important that conservatives like you let their voice be heard. And the clear conservative choice for Lieutenant Governor is Tony Gurley. Tony Gurley has a proven track record of conservatism that includes strong stands for lower taxes, transparency in government, and opposition to illegal immigration. Tony Gurley has never been afraid to make the tough decisions when it comes to conserving your tax dollars, and he'll never compromise your conservative values. Make sure your conservative vote is cast for Tony Gurley, the clear conservative choice for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm Tony Gurley, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I sponsored this message to encourage conservatives to let their voice be heard in the upcoming July 17th Republican primary.
Washington and every square inch of Eastern Carolina buzzing today.
I love it.
Welcome in to the show that is number one for community information. Welcome in to the Talk of the Town. Parental discretion is advised. Now live from the WTIB studios, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
61 degrees, it's already rising at 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Thursday morning. Here, nice to be here. Today is the 28th day of June. Good to have everybody with you and with us. This is actually the last day we're going to be in the studio this week. We're going to be in Washington tomorrow morning at the Plantation House for the first ever live remote there. We're going to have some folks from Washington on with us. So we're looking forward to having you tomorrow morning. If you are in the Beaufort County area, come on out to the Plantation House. It's the 300th anniversary of Washington, and so there's going to be maybe Beaufort County. There's going to be I guess it would be Washington, wouldn't it? So Catherine Glover's helping me line up some guests tomorrow morning. We'll be there live, and we hope you will be, too, tomorrow morning at the Plantation House. Matt Engelbrecht is here this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Henry. How are we doing?
The heat up is getting ready to start, isn't it? Today,
yeah.
Today is going to be tolerable, but after today, it's going to be Africa hot.
Yeah, today's the in-between. Yesterday, very comfortable. We were in the low humidity, and then tomorrow it's just going to be darn right hot.
90 today, 68 tonight, 101. And, you know, a lot of times when we see that, it ends up being higher than that. And that's the temperature. That's not the heat index.
Right. You factor in just a little humidity, and you're looking at 105, 106 through some areas.
But the temperature predicted for Saturday, the temperature.
Not the heat index. Right.
Not the heat index. It's 105.
Right.
What's this all about? This is a little early in the year, isn't it, for this?
Yeah, just a little early heat wave. Everything's just stacking up on top of each other and bringing us the triple digits. They're already feeling it. It was 90 degrees in Texas last night at 11 o'clock. And, I mean, that heat is just pushing through. Nothing to break it down, really.
Yeah. What's going to, you know, when you have something like this happen, there's always something behind it. What's behind it? With the temperatures warming up the waters. This early in the season, that's not a good thing either, is it?
Because it's the tropical season. Yeah, it's give or take.
Is that a non-factor?
We're heading into El Nino. You know, El Nino, La Nina, the little boy, little girl. And so El Nino is going to be kicking in. It kind of offsets each other with the tropical waters.
But, is this an indication that we're going to have a ridiculously oppressive summer?
No. You know, in fact, I was looking at that last week. It seems like whenever we get the early heat wave, things tend to subside a little bit towards the end of July. So it's almost like you get it done and over with right off the bat.
Matt Engelbrecht from WITN here live this morning. McGee will be back tomorrow. Yeah. McGee has been down at he's been at a conference, a Chamber of Commerce leadership conference down in Athens, Georgia all week.
Oh, okay.
But he just texted me a minute ago, said he'll be with us tomorrow morning at the Plantation House. What was on what do you call your segment in the afternoon, the weather school?
World of Weather.
Pretty close.
Weather School's not a bad name.
What was on your World of Weather this week?
This week was talking about what we're just talking about, the record highs and the ability for us to break a number of records Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through Kinston, Williamson, New Bern, Greenville, all of East North Carolina for a couple consecutive days.
Big news day today. Today's the day the Congress will take up the hand slap on Eric Holder, the Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if they vote to, I don't know, what will it be, a censure? Because he lied, obviously. He lied about the Fast and Furious thing. So they've got him on that. So what's going to happen and what happens next with the president taking executive privilege and all that? So that's going to be big news today. And, of course, today is the day that we hear from the Supremes about the health care and the Obamacare package. And you know, all the pundits are weighing in and saying, you know, some are saying they're going to throw out the individual mandate, but the rest of the law will stick. There are some people saying you cannot throw out part of it and not throw out all of it because it's all intertwined. So there's a lot of speculation as to what's going to happen, but I think the announcement is coming at 10 a.m. this morning. So everyone will stop what they're doing at 10 a.m. In fact, what do you think? How do you think the big insurance companies are, right? You know what? The insurance company executives right this moment are as nervous as a center in church. You didn't know where I was going to go with that, did you? They're very nervous this morning. So are presidential candidates and gubernatorial candidates and, you know, everyone is anxiously awaiting what's going to happen today. But the biggest news of all is the fact that Ann Curry gets booted off the Today Show this morning. Maybe I shouldn't talk about that. People watching us may leave and go watch the Today Show. But it's pretty obvious that she's gotten the boot over there. Ann Curry is going to she's being taken out at the at the Today Show. There's speculation that Hoda Kotb will come in and be the she's going to be the co-host for Matt Lauer, and they're talking about bringing Regis Philbin in for the 9 o'clock hour and reuniting Regis with Kathy Lee. Don't you know that That's got to be tough on him to think the only way I can get back into business is go back and work with this crazy woman.
He co-hosted a couple weeks ago. He co-hosted with Kathy Lee. So
I actually saw some tape on that.
What'd you think?
Yeah. I think maybe it's time for Regis to retire, but that's just me. Yeah, some people may say that about me. Who knows?
He's a Notre Dame grad.
Here on this program, in just a few minutes, actually, in this hour, and really just about 15 minutes, we're going to interview the mayor of Greenville. And I believe City Councilman Max Joyner will be with him as well. There's a lot to talk about. A new city manager, the new budget. They're touting the $2.5 million in cuts that they made, no tax increase. But, of course, we also have to talk to him about the flap that's occurring now between city council members and the fact that there are many people who are upset that they gave themselves an 11th-hour raise. And so we'll talk to Mayor Thomas and Councilman Joyner about that in just about 15 minutes. They had to be on early this morning. The mayor had to be in Raleigh for something later on. So we're going to talk about that coming up as well. Did you see the president congratulated Drew? Let me go to my sports-minded intern Drew over there. Did you hear that Obama congratulated the Miami Heat? The Miami Heat on winning the NBA.
It's good to know that he's staying up to date with our current sports teams, and that he's well aware of who's won, what teams are even in the championships.
I'm surprised that he didn't get that right because he's a big basketball fan.
Well, what's funny is I think half the team probably didn't even blink. They probably say that all the time.
Here's Jimmy Kimmel talking about the latest Obama gaffe last night.
Our president, as you may know, has been spending his summer traveling around the country asking for money. He's had some trouble with sports-related topics this week. On Monday night in Boston, he made a joke that had Red Sox fans in the crowd booing him at his own fundraiser. And then last night at a fundraiser in Miami Beach, he mispronounced the name of their NBA team.
Finally, it would be incomplete if I did not congratulate the city of Miami for having the world champion Miami Heat.
The Miami Heat. You know, that half white side of him definitely pokes through every once in a while.
The Miami Heat. Oh, my. There's your president. There's your president. Let's see. What else is going on this morning? There's a new poll out in the governor's race. By the way, thanks to everybody who came out yesterday morning over at Rep Express. Was that unbelievable, Michael?
It was good.
I could not. They totaled up the number of people that
How
stopped.
How many?
It was over 200.
Just at Rep Express?
Just at Rep Express. Wow. I'm not sure how many actually showed up for the Newbern event, but they had a good crowd there as well yesterday afternoon. But no doubt about it, the people here in Greenville and Washington and around surrounding areas responded. We had a steady stream over at Rep Express all morning to sign the petition to President Obama about the AFP jobs plan and to send the message to him that the private sector is not doing fine.
Well, let's just hope he listens.
Oh, I'm sure it'll make a big impact.
I'm sure it will.
But, you know, at least people are making their feelings known about it, so you know, people are motivated. Yeah, I think that's a good sign. People are motivated to do something to change government. And when you have 200 people show up on a Wednesday morning in Greenville, North Carolina, to sign a petition, that was the only motivation to come out there yesterday. Rep Express wasn't even open otherwise, but the, you know, we were out there doing the show and they were serving some cinnamon rolls and, some fruit and some stuff, but, it was great, and thanks to Brian and Rochelle Brown for having us out yesterday and letting us use their banquet room at Rep Express to do that. That was a lot of fun. Anyway, a new poll showing Pat McCrory with a 14-point lead now over Walter Dalton. So what does that say about the strategy of the Democratic Governors Association, who continue to run these outrageous ads about Pat McCrory's being corrupt And his background and, you know, his background and work with Tree.com, LendingTree, the LendingTree board and the, you know, all the other boards that he's been on is Duke Power, Airplane Ride. People just aren't, they're just not listening to that. That's, in fact, I'm getting a little bit of sense that some of the early TV ads are just kind of falling on deaf ears. Do you guys feel that way? I mean, are people now, do we now live in a world where we're just immune to those attacks and we just kind of overlook them? In a world where politicians attack each other every 10 minutes on the TV set, we're overlooking it.
We're just not paying attention to it right now.
So it doesn't seem to be working against Pat McCrory. He's got a 49-35% lead in the Rasmussen poll that was released yesterday. I find that a little hard to believe, don't you?
Although I
was told that in some polling numbers that were done recently in eastern North Carolina that something like 25% of the self-identified Democrats say they will not vote for a Democrat in this upcoming election. You know, some people, I talked to a good friend of mine earlier this week who's a pretty astute follower of politics in North Carolina who said 2012 elections in North Carolina are going to be like the 2008 elections for the Democrats. It's going to be a total Republican sweep.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I don't know. We'll see. Gary Pierce writes on his blog talking about politics today. Walter Dalton's strategy at the first gubernatorial debate tells you two things. Number one, he thinks Pat McCrory can't take a punch, and he has to dramatically change the contour of the race to win. Pardon me. Summer cold moving in. Attacking might work. A big reason McCrory lost in 2008 was that he failed to answer the Purdue late attack on bringing New York trash to North Carolina. This year, McCrory showed thin skin when attacked on his client work. At the debate on Saturday, McCrory tried the classic front-runner strategy of brushing it all aside with a smile and a quip. That won't work. If you don't fight back in a debate, your opponent seizes the momentum. McCrory is leading the race. Dalton has to shake things up. He did. Next we learn, can McCrory counterpunch? That doesn't make any sense, does it? It's like something's missing. I think Gary may have left a line out there. But Gary Pierce, basically for the second time on his blog, accusing Pat McCrory of being thin-skinned because Pat is fighting back against these attack ads that he says are not true. But, you know, look who it's benefiting at this point in time. I think it may be backfiring on Dalton and helping Pat McCrory, because he's never had a 14-point lead in any poll before. 14-point lead as we enter the summer? That's huge. You know what really makes that a big deal, though? It's going to create a chasm in the fundraising of Walter Dalton. Who wants to give a candidate money if he's 14 points behind? It doesn't look like he can win. It's going to be hard for Walter Dalton to raise money now. I think that's a big deal. What else is going on? We're going to do the genius quiz in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. The video sweepstakes bill, according to the News Observer this morning, House Speaker Tom Tillis essentially put an end to Bill Owens's, Representative Bill Owens from Elizabeth City, his effort to push for a tax on video sweepstakes game, as originally proposed a couple weeks ago by Governor Bev Perdue. The measure, which is House Bill 1180, has received multiple hearings in the House Finance Committee, but yet to make it to the floor. And Tillis is skeptical it will ever get there this session, saying that there are serious questions being raised about it, and there's not enough time in this session to really take it up and deal with it. A couple of sports notes. You know, Ryan Lochte beat Michael Phelps two nights ago, but last night Phelps fights back in the 200-meter freestyle.
Lochte's got the slight lead over Phelps. Phelps is really digging in, and he might be pulling ahead. Lochte, Phelps at the end. Who's it going to be? Phelps just ahead of Lochte this time.
These are the Olympic trials, the U.S. Olympic trials going on in Omaha. NBC's televising them, getting you ready for the 2012 Summer Olympics. And Michael Phelps, of course, is the big story after winning 8 gold medals 4 years ago. But Ryan Lochte, his opponent and friend from the University of Florida, right there with him this year and going to challenge him. There's no doubt about it. Here's Michael Phelps after winning the 200-meter freestyle by just a nose over Lochte last night.
You know, you can always count on Ryan and I having a good race. And, you know, it's going to come down to the finishes. And I'm glad I got one back, but we're going to have a lot more of this.
You know, it strikes me that this is great theater and great promotion for the guys at NBC, is it not? They've got the Olympics this year to set up this early competition between Lochte and Phelps. Can Phelps repeat? Can Lochte knock him off? Lochte's the good-looking young guy from University of Florida. They're both, you know, good-looking young guys. Very appealing to TV viewers. It's a very appealing. People love a competition. So this has got to be great for the ratings. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Pirate Stuff, which is coming back for Pirate fans at their original Evans Street location. Look for the upcoming re-grand opening, lower prices on great Pirate Stuff, and coming this fall, the return of Pirate Stuff's game buttons and tailgate parties. Watch for the re-grand opening coming up of Pirate Stuff. It's 7:28. We're going to get a break in. Mayor Alan Thomas and City Councilman Max Joyner scheduled to be here in about 5 minutes. Stand by. A lot going on with city politics in Greenville, including a brand-new city manager, a brand-new budget, and a brand-new feud over the whole who agreed to take the raise and who was trying to grandstand and say, you know, make the other guys look bad and that kind of thing. It's turned into quite a little bit of a flap. We're going to talk to the mayor and Councilman Joyner about that and more as we roll through Thursday morning. We'll be right back.
Would you look at Margie? She looks amazing.
Yeah, she sure does.
I wonder how she stays so fit. What's her secret?
Well, she told me that Snap helps her eat right, and she stays active, too.
Snap? What's Snap?
Snap is the new name for the federal food stamp program.
Oh, I didn't know they helped people our age.
Snap helps lots of people.
Wait, you use it, too?
Yes, I do. Now that I'm retired and have a fixed income, Snap is a big help. It helps me eat right when money's tight.
Use the Snap card to buy all sorts of foods, including fruits and vegetables. If you or someone you know has low income, call 919-334-1224 for a free information packet. That's 919-334-1224. 919-334-1224. Snap, putting healthy food within reach. A message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Summer's here, and it's time to take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Leap into huge summer discounts and rebates with almost every Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram vehicle available at 0% financing.
It's the 2012 Jeep Showcase event. Cruise in style this summer with a new Jeep Grand Cherokee. Bring your trade and upgrade by leasing a new Grand Cherokee for just $319 a month. Take the top down on a new Jeep Wrangler with 0% financing. Or lease a 2012 Dodge Grand Caravan for just $279 a month.
This is Chip Davis. We have a great selection of new Jeeps, minivans, and trucks, and we'll pay more for your trade than anyone. It's time for you to take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Lease payments based on 39 months with $24.99 down on Grand Cherokee and $29.99 down on minivan. See dealer for details.
It used to be the night of the week.
The night of the week.
The kickoff to the weekend for you and your friends. Well, Greenville, Thursday night is back at Rucker John's.
Rucker John's.
It's the party on the patio every Thursday night at Rucker John's in Greenville. Come unwind after work with live entertainment. your favorite frosty cold beverage, all outside on the patio.
Tonight from 6 to 9, it's Joe DiStefanio live on the patio. Relax with Joe and enjoy 350 specialty margaritas, frozen or on the rocks, and buckets of 6 Corona or Corona Lights, just $2.25 a beer.
Rain or shine, the patio will be rocking every Thursday night for the party on the patio at Rucker John's.
Rucker John's.
Rucker John's on South Memorial Drive, right next to Greenville Subaru.
Thursday night is back.
Tonight is seafood night with peel and eat shrimp, fried grouper fingers with curry mustard dipping sauce, steamed clams, and music from Joe DiStefanio. And don't forget Rucker John's curbside service. So come as you are to Rucker John's.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Matt Engelbrecht. It's 63 degrees outside at 7:32 this morning. A funeral is planned for tomorrow for a woman who was stabbed to death while the search continues for the suspect. A candlelight vigil was held last night for Elizabeth Pope Cutler at the very place she was murdered, the Sedgefield apartment complex in Greenville. Dozens of neighbors as well as some family members came to remember her. Her grandmother, Mary Cutler, is trying to cope with the unexpected loss. The suspect remains on the loose. 24-year-old Max Albert Durat Tejada is wanted for Cutler's murder. Correction officials say they are searching for a man who managed to break out of a state prison overnight. 35-year-old Joey Carrico escaped around 9 last night from the Wilkes Correctional Center, which is on the west side of Winston-Salem. He is serving 2 years for misdemeanor driving while intoxicated and was due for release in February 2013. He may be attempting to reach family and friends in Wilkes County. Can the jurors break their deadlock? That's what we'll be watching today in the murder trial of Arthur Ridnow. Jurors deliberated for 2 days in the trial of Ridnow in Pitt County before telling the judge they are deadlocked. The judge sent jurors home for the night with instructions to return at 9:30 this morning to try again. Ridnow is accused of killing girlfriend Teresa Foster at his Stokes home. The U.S. Forest Service says the Croatan National Forest fire is now 98% contained, and they expect it to be fully contained by Saturday. We do have the latest aerial footage that looks at 21,000 acres of land being scorched by this forest fire. Foresters say recent rains and water pumping operations have helped contain the fire. That's, of course, great news, especially heading into the triple-digit heat this weekend. And finally, if you feel like you're driving an old car, you're not alone. The cars on America's roads have hit a record old age of 11 years, according to Experial Automotive. 11 years was the average age of the 245 million vehicles registered in the United States in the first quarter of this year. There are two reasons for the age. One is that many drivers have put off buying new or trading in due to the sluggish economy, economic recovery. The other is that cars and trucks are built to last longer, so Americans are choosing to keep them longer. That's your latest news from WITN. I'm Matt Engelbrecht. Henry?
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Sunshine and the heat up begins today, but nothing like we're going to see tomorrow and Sunday. It's going to be 90 today and a beautiful, bright, sunshiny day. Tonight, clear and 68. Friday, we're looking for sunshine and near record highs around 101 on Friday. And then on Saturday, record highs. We're talking 105 on Saturday. It is going to be oppressively hot the next couple of days. So start thinking about what you got to do. And if you got to do something outside, today would be the day. It is currently, what'd you say, Matt, 64?
63
degrees.
64 is good, too.
That's 60. Let's check my trusty
WITN app.
63. No, I don't have the WITN app yet.
You got to get it.
I need to get that. I'm looking at the weather.com app, which has weather here at the Greenville Airport at 63 degrees. 7:35, our news and weather update this hour, a service of Bojangles. Hey, Bojangles wants to know, where do you bow? Send a photo enjoying Bojangles at one of your favorite destinations, and you could win a new Jeep Wrangler. Post your pictures at facebook.com/BeatCajun. It's bow time at Bojangles. Be good to have a little sausage, egg, and cheese this morning as well, too, wouldn't it? 7:35, 25 in front of 8 o'clock in the studio this morning, live on location tomorrow morning at the Plantation House in Washington. We'll be focusing on some Washington politics and things like that tomorrow morning. But this morning, It's Greenville politics. A lot going on at the Greenville City Council. We got the mayor of Greenville, Alan Thomas, and City Councilman Max Joyner waiting in the wings. They're coming on right after this. Stay with us. More Talk of the Town for Thursday morning, the 28th day of June, coming up. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying too much for lunch? $7 for lunch at Taco Bell. Try the Beefy Nacho Burrito for only 99 cents. The Beefy Nacho Burrito is packed with seasoned beef, nacho cheese sauce, queso strips, and reduced-fat sour cream. Now, you know DLT means Doritos Locos Tacos, which means delicious. Now you can get the new DLT combo, which includes three DLTs and a large drink for $4.99. And the DLT Supreme combo for only $5.99. It's yummy, it's filling, and it's all at Taco Bell.
It's finally time for the Brown & Wood Grand Opening Sales Event. We've just completed our total home makeover and are celebrating by offering the best deals ever on the largest inventory of Buick, GMC, and Cadillacs in eastern North Carolina. We've taken hundreds of extra inventory to make sure that you can take advantage of this one-time Grand Opening Sales Event. Why go anywhere else? I promise we'll make it worth your while. Hurry in today and help us celebrate while saving thousands at Brown & Wood Buick, GMC, and Cadillac.
Summertime is here, and it's time for some outdoor fun. Overton's can help make sure your 4th of July is a blast. Whether you're going out on the water, playing sports, grilling out with a family at the lake, or driving to the coast to fish, Overton's can help. They have a wide variety of tubes, kneeboards, wakeboards, water skis, fishing gear, sporting equipment, and boating supplies. Plus, great apparel by Billabong, Reef, Calcutta, Guy Harvey, Salt Life, and much more. Overton's, located in Greenville on Red Banks Road. Overton's, launching life on the water since 1976.
Need new windows? There's a company in Greenville selling high-quality windows for less. Clear Choice Windows. That's right, you no longer have to pay $600 to $800 per window. With Clear Choice, you get a better window for a third of the price. Clear Choice Windows specializes in triple-pane replacement windows, which gives you the maximum benefit of energy efficiency and sound reduction. Give local owner Ben Wisner and Clear Choice Windows a call today at 321-7222 for a free estimate. Clear Choice Windows. Done right, guaranteed.
Are you an overachiever? Do you start the day ahead of the sun and always stay ahead of the curve? Do you expect the same from your crop protection products? Well, Belt Insecticide works tirelessly to fight worms in soybeans, cotton, peanuts, tobacco, and other crops. Long-lasting and rain-fast, Belt goes above and beyond, kind of like you. Belt Insecticide from Bayer. Not registered in all states. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's human nature to go with what you know. For a heating and air system, go with a Carrier system from ComfortMaster. Carrier knows air conditioners. After all, they invented it. Call your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, ComfortMaster, for your energy efficient Carrier system. The comfort and savings are big. Take advantage of the $1,200 rebate on select Carrier systems until June 30th. And special financing is available. Beat the heat. Call ComfortMaster today at 752-1779. That's 752-1779.
When you wake up, there's no time for TV. The information you need is here. Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town.
All right, a lot going on in Greenville City politics, and we're going to talk about that right now. Here in the studio with us live is Greenville's new mayor. Not so new anymore. He's been around for a while.
We've had the newness rubbed off.
Alan Thomas, the shine is off the bloom, baby. And Max Joyner is here.
Good morning, Henry.
How about sliding in a little bit there, Councilman Joyner, so we can
get better?
To say, yeah.
Okay.
You
know,
you got to watch him. Keep him on the mic.
This is not city council now where you can start twirling around in your chair.
I've got a better chair at the city council than this.
We just try to keep his attention at city council as best we can.
There's a lot to talk about in city politics. And we want to get to it all. But let's start with the budget process. I know that the headline that you guys were hoping would come out of the budget process was the $2.5 million in cuts and no tax increase. But, of course, all people are talking about is the raise, which we'll let you talk about the tax increase. We'll let you have the headline here first. Let's talk about the budgeting process and what you did during the budgeting process.
Well, we began this, like many communities in eastern North Carolina, with a large budget shortfall. We had a hole blown in the city's budget based on the county property revaluation. And as it turns out, the city of Greenville lost millions in value. And that's no surprise. I mean, it's the first loss in value since the Great Depression. And Greenville, like other places, had to find out how we were going to address that. The normal budgeting process, staff puts together a budget every 2 years. They come in and they spend a meeting and they present it over X number of hours. It's about that thick. And then they have a public hearing. And then the very next meeting, you're expected to come in and vote on that budget. Well, we fought with this situation. They were making conditions where they wanted to say, all right, we want you to raise to revenue neutral, which is basically a revenue tax. That was a recommendation of the staff, among other advances, also a cost of living adjustments and things that we just felt like that wasn't the right thing to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
We know the health care costs, medical costs, food costs, gas, fuel, all these things coming together really beating down the population. And we felt like the thing for us to do was slow this thing down. And that would be our responsibility in terms of what we did. So we implemented a two-month budget process where we set up 6 to 8 public meetings, and we had staff come in and basically make their pitch on every department. Mm-hmm. And we challenged them. We said, you go find us cuts. You go find us efficiencies in this budget. We think it can be done. If you do that, then we'll look and see also to try to redirect resources more to economic development and public safety and other areas that the council felt was important. So we were very involved. Unlike past councils, I mean, they had a different situation. Life was good, budget was great, economy as well. That's not our situation. So we took it head on and said we're going to have a two-month budget process, and we made the cuts.
In other words, it sounds like, you know, and again, we've seen a lot of change in city government. We've got a new city manager. We lost the old city manager. We've got a new police chief coming, which I want to talk to you about also. But we lost the police chief. There's a lot of change in city government since you guys, since you took over, Alan, and since there's kind of been a new attitude on the council. Councilman Joyner, I'm assuming that what the message that you want to send to people is that we're not doing business the same old way. In the past, the budget has kind of been ratified by what the staff recommends, and you guys just weren't willing to do that.
That's right. And this is the fifth budget that I've been involved with, and this was really the first one that the council really was involved with.
Yeah.
And Mayor Thomas brought this idea to us. It was a great idea. But the council actually got involved in the budget, and we saved some money in it, made some cuts in it, and I think we came out with a great budget. If you read the Daily Reflector every day, they're showing the different cities, not only in Pitt County, but all throughout the East. Everybody's raising the property taxes. The cities and the counties. Greenville's the only city that I know of, probably 50 miles either way, that they didn't.
Mm-hmm. You know, it strikes me that people are more politically astute in Greenville than they used to be. You know, when I came back here in the 80s, people really didn't pay much attention to city politics. But, I mean, there's so much tax now. People's lives are so taxed.
Yep.
And the government plays such a big role in our everyday lives that I think people are paying more attention. As a result of that, we now, you know, having watched kind of what's happened since the new city council's taken over, I mentioned the changeover in the city manager, the changeover in the police chief. You've also lost the public works director. And a lot of people, Mayor Thomas, think that you have been too heavy-handed, that you've been, you've read it in the newspaper, you've heard the criticism that you have come in and kind of taken control of the government and acted more as a manager yourself. How do you respond to that?
I'd like to say I don't know if
are you the PR man for the mayor now?
No, but I'm the one that's got 5 years experience. The mayor's brand new. He's got 6 months. But
I'm still a rookie in this deal.
The mayor's provided us great leadership, and some of the things he's done that haven't been done in the past. And he's actually leading and makes suggestions, and the suggestions he makes, the majority of the council's gotten behind them, because the mayor has no power without the council's backing. So some of the things he's done, we've gotten behind him, supported him, and I think it's been great.
And some they haven't. I mean, yeah. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that people don't know. The first thing that people should understand is the mayor has no vote. I have no vote on council unless it is in the event of an actual tie. So all the influence I really have is just my advocacy for certain issues. I mean, you know, economic development for me is enormously important for this city. We're not a city of 30,000 people. We have growing pains. We've got to go out and be professional in how we approach recruiting jobs and business. Our unemployment is too high. Crime is too high in some certain areas. So what do I do? If I'm the same citizen a year ago, I was just a business guy with a 4-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little girl. I never run for office before. But I got frustrated, and I wanted to have the same future in this city that I had as I grew up. I want my kids to have that same future. I saw the same problems everybody else was seeing. So why shouldn't someone come in and address the issues that are bothering the city? If somebody's got a problem for that, I invite them to run for office just like I did and call it out. Say we need to work on bringing jobs to this city. Say we need to try to shake things up and see if we can be more efficient as a city government. Say we need to address crime and try to get people to try to work together. And I hate Washington politics. I want to be very clear about that. And that's one thing that frustrates me. What I liked about this is a nonpartisan, able to come in and support and friends from across the board. We're here about Greenville and trying to work and save Greenville. I detest that you watched how groups that don't talk to each other in Washington, and all they do is talk to a camera. They never communicate with each other. Nothing's getting done in Washington, D.C. That ticks me off. And I don't want that to be the norm in any location, especially not in Greenville, North Carolina. I'm going to address the problems that are here.
Have all the changes in management, city manager, police chief, public work, have they all been good changes? And I know you have, and you haven't hired for all those positions yet, but now you have a new city manager. But have they? Did we need change in those positions?
Well, you know, sometimes change happens. The city manager every 5 to 8 years, that's the normal norm. They move on. Wayne Bowers did a great job in so many ways. I mean, you always have a challenge after a while working with different councils, and sometimes it's time for a city manager to move on. And we appreciate the job that Wayne did. And Chief Anderson, make no bones about it. We were calling for higher expectations for our chief that we wanted to have. I don't want barriers up blocking off part of our city. We need commerce across our city. We need a new approach. And I wish Chief Anderson the best of luck up in Asheville. But this is Greenville, North Carolina. We're going to move this thing forward. What we can't forget is a city manager or a certain department head, they're only two or three people out of 700-plus employees in the city. And it would be disrespectful to say those other 700 aren't the ones that really do the work every day in this city. It's the small tip of the iceberg. And I think that's been evidenced by this process. I think a lot of people looked when you had a couple of changes and they were like, you know, what's going to happen? Tell me what's happened. It's been a seamless transition. We've been, Tom Moten has done a great job as interim city manager. Chris Padgett stepping up as the deputy interim as well. And Joe Bartlett, almost 30 years of police experience. I beg him every day, will you stay? Can we keep you? The best chief is the one you don't hear about in the news at all. So very pleased thus far with how that process has moved forward.
Well, let's talk about the new city manager. You hired a new city manager. She was announced 2 days ago. Talk about the problem. Max, talk about the process. How did you go about was the whole council involved in this?
Yes. Well, we had a firm,
Bob Slavin.
And Bob Slavin got us.
By the way, let me say her name. If you don't know, her name is Barbara Lipscomb.
Yes, right.
And she is from Florida. Go ahead.
And Bob Lipscomb did a nationwide search. I think he got 64 responses. People wanted to come to work at Greenville. He narrowed it down to 16. We met. We narrowed the 16 down to 6. And then we scheduled interviews. And in the interview process, and Barbara Lipscomb, to me, was hands above everybody else. She was good personality. She's made tough decisions. I just liked her approach to things. She was real perceptive. She knew Greenville. She'd come to Greenville 3 or 4 days before the interview and gave us a good perspective on what she saw in Greenville and ways that she thought she could help make it better. Help us help make it better.
Mayor, you and I had a chat about this on the phone yesterday.
Yeah.
She, you know, when you first look at her, Barbara Lipscomb's resume, the first thing you see is that she's coming here from a city of only 26,000 people. But as you pointed out to me on the phone yesterday, she's got experience in much larger cities and was a candidate in some other cities before she took this job.
Well, we have a very diverse council. I want to say that, which, Max, we need to mention that. We're a well-represented
we've
council.
We've noticed that. We've noticed that there are some differences of opinion.
Well, male, female, retired, business people, folks that represent so many different African-American communities, different communities in the city. We're a very diverse council. So to think this group comes together in kumbayas on anything is almost comical, to be honest. But I will say this about Barbara Lipscomb, and she came in and blew us away. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of folks who, on resume, it would have been a safer choice, an easier choice. But when they came in, she really blew us away in terms of her grasp of the city. She has almost 30 years, over 20-plus years of experience in large municipalities. She was in Lakeland, Florida for many years and brought their convention center and pro sports franchises and was transformational in Lakeland in her leadership role there. Then she was in Gainesville, Florida, which we all know is a big university and medical city, and did an incredible job and was interim city manager there for not just a few months but for several years and did a great job there. And so it was a very clear mirror to what we did. But we asked her. I mean, we get the same information as everybody else. In our book, we have a Google file, so to speak, that any articles that were written about any candidate, and the good, the bad, and the ugly. So some of the first questions. We asked two questions first. Number one, I asked, have you ever hired a police chief before? And what's your philosophy in policing?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked that of every candidate. And the second question that was asked is, okay, what happened in Castleberry? Tell us about that transition. And she said, look, I made a decision to leave Gainesville. It wasn't the easiest thing to do. I had a great job in Gainesville, a city larger than ECU but similar parallels. That's why I feel this is a good job for me. She said,
by the way, people, well, when you say Gainesville, they'll remember that Wayne Bowers was the city manager in Gainesville. Did they work together?
They crossed paths for a short period of time, and she did call Wayne and ask him about the Greenville. So that's a positive that should tell you in terms of Wayne's character and his thoughts on this city and what a wonderful place it is. But she made a decision to go to Castleberry, which is a distressed area, to say the least, right outside of Orlando. It had had five city managers in 2 years. Five city managers in 2 years. And Ms. Lipscomb came in and established some calm for 5 years and did her best to try to recruit business to a small city, which was quite frankly known for being kind of an eyesore and a crime-ridden area just outside of Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's not where you go, but what it took to get there. And I think anytime you make big changes like she did there, you're going to create some enemies. But she was a finalist, as you mentioned, for the Sarasota, Florida job, which is a plum job in Florida, very high-end community, and two other jobs.
Didn't she withdraw from the Sarasota?
Yes. She did.
We
told her we were very interested in her here, but we would like for her to give us a signal that if she was interested about the city of Greenville. And her signal was that she withdrew her name from the other two processes and said, I think a lot of Greenville, and I understand you have unanimous support for me as coming as a new city manager, and I think it was a strong move on her part, and we're excited to have her.
So all city council people and the mayor, everybody was on the same page.
Unanimous.
This was the person that you all chose.
That's right. Across the board.
All right, very quickly, we got a lot to get to here, and I don't want to run out of time. What is the process now on bringing the police chief in? I guess the first thing was to bring in the city manager. Now the city manager will be involved in the hiring of the public works and police chief, Max?
It's the city manager's job. Yeah. So the city council, we might have input, but ultimately the final call is the city manager's job. And we started that process a couple weeks ago. I know we brought in it was a nice gentleman.
This is the Benevolent Police Society, which are made up of police chiefs across the country, and they actually run these searches. These are experienced people. So he came in and canvassed the whole community as much as he could.
He did some interviews with key leaders in the city. I'm sure. I thought you'd be one of those, Henry, that he did interviews.
You didn't get the memo?
I didn't get the call.
You didn't get the call.
Max asked all the questions that you wanted to ask.
All right. So when will we have a new police chief and new public works director? Do we have a goal on when we're going to have that done?
I think your police chief's the first one. And
yes.
We haven't really met with Barbara to talk about the process, because we need to sit down with her and see what she's looking for in a chief in more detail. And she needs to get some input from us. But I would think 2 months, the way the process runs?
I beg Chief Bartlett, every day I whisper in his ear, you sure you don't want this job? Mm-hmm. You sure we can't get you to stay? Well, Ms. Lipscomb starts on August 13th, and expectations are we're going to target by sometime in mid-fall to have a new police chief in here, because we want an overlap with Chief Bartlett and the new chief so we can help be a clear transition. And that person also is going to inherit this comprehensive crime plan, which we've been working on extensively, trying to target areas of at-risk areas in our city, which Chief Bartlett has quietly been working on for the past 4 or 5 months, which he inherited from Chief Anderson. And that's a big part of a philosophy we're going to try to hand off to the new chief.
I want to get into the are you going to have to go at 8?
I'm close to 8, as best possible.
Can you stay over a little bit after 8? Because I still want to get to the raise.
Sure.
And I still want
to. Is that an issue?
And I still want to get to the relationships on the council. But before we get to the top of the hour, let me ask this question. I've been joking and being a little flippant about the conversations that you've been having with Amtrak.
Yeah.
And wondering why the hell Greenville needs another train. But seriously, in today's environment, do we need rail service? What is the benefit of rail service from Greenville to Rocky Mount, and who is going to use that? And who started this and how serious are you about it?
Well,
is it going to happen?
First of all, I need your help because I'm worried about the equity formula for our roads. And if we don't do something with DOT over the next few years in East North Carolina, we're going to have to find rail or by air or by something else. My interest is tying in our major municipalities. And with the Metro Mayors Group, I talked to the mayor of Charlotte, Greensboro, Burlington, Raleigh. My interest is more in an east-west connection from a commerce standpoint. We need to tie in Greenville by rail or by air, whatever we need to do from a transportation
point. But Amtrak is a passenger service. It's not a commercial service.
It's a transportation service to be able to drive commercial commodity between people transporting from a business standpoint.
Okay.
If I'm able to go Wi-Fi and I can if I can commute, just like they do in the Northeast, between Boston and New York and Washington, D.C., Connecticut and areas, and do business that way, why do I not want to connect my community in Eastern North Carolina to the other municipalities in our state? That's what we're really working on. Amtrak, you know, they built those train tracks hundreds of years ago. And like they like to say, we were here before you got here, and we'll be here after you get here. We just need connectivity in every intermodal way to connect into these transportation corridors. But
it's not necessarily from Greenville to Rocky Mountain we're worried about. It's Greenville and where it takes you beyond Rocky Mountain. But
I mean, have we done any studies on how many people are going to use it and how effective it's going to be? Do we know the answer to that?
It's been a council goal since I've been on the council. And so I know Alan's pushed it since he got on here. But it's been a goal long before Alan got on here.
There were proclamations by previous councils to Amtrak and overtures, and it was just good to have Dennis Lyons come up here from Florida this past week and talk about their understanding of Greenville. And I invited him back and said that Henry Hinton wanted him to come back to a couple football games. So we're going to get him in here. And
this guy's smooth, isn't he? This man is smooth.
He's pretty good.
I already promised you a way. But anything I can do to bring business and spend money in my city, I'm going to do it.
I guess the question, you know, there's been so many cities that have invested in rail and not had any success with it. Now, you know, it's been one of the big criticisms of Pat McCrory, actually. McCrory did the light rail in Charlotte and surprised everybody because that's been very successful over there. But I guess the question is, you know, is there kind of a sense that it would be successful from a rail link from Greenville to Rocky Mountain? It sounds like you're investigating that.
Well, we're looking at it. And this is what we said. We're dating. That's what we joked about with Dennis Lyons. Right now we're dating and seeing how this all fits together. And the initial dating process is this throughway new marketing concept they have, which are high-end with Wi-Fi, nice buses that will connect different communities to the major rail spur there in Wilson. With the hope someday maybe we can do more. We've got 28,000 college students here. Let's not forget, a lot of them come from the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, and Virginia, and Maryland. They're used to rail. So if they have an alternative to be able to get their kids and family back here to our city, that's one more way of getting here with a better value. We want to do it.
All right. We're talking to Mayor Alan Thomas from Greenville and City Councilman Max Joyner here. We're almost out of time. When we come back, I want to spend some time talking about the most controversial of all the things that came out of the budgeting process, which is the fact that the raise for the city council and the mayor. I want to give you a chance to respond to the high level of criticism that there's been on that and, you know, the relationships that are being formed or being broken on that city council. It's pretty clear that everybody doesn't gee and haw on that city council, and you wonder where that's going to go and if is it a healthy discourse or has it gotten a little nasty? Hold on to those thoughts. Start formulating your answers, Max. And when we come back after the news, we'll continue with Mayor Thomas and Max Joyner. Coming up on 8 o'clock right now, Talk of the Town Thursday morning. We'll be back after the national news.
From the Buffett Rule.
Waste it or wait. Bring up some of those GSA guys.
Hear about it.
They can party.
Talk about it. 103.7 WTIB.
Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. The U.S. Supreme Court could make history today. The 9 justices have been considering whether President Obama's health care reforms passed by Congress are unconstitutional. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks.
The case is a remarkable clash of politics and the law, a polarizing, groundbreaking statute passed without a single congressional Republican vote, now at risk of annihilation by lawsuit. 9 justices will soon decide the future of health care reform in America.
The most controversial issue is the mandate requiring people to have health insurance. Other questions?
Should insurance companies have to sell policies to people with pre-existing conditions? And should the states be required required to pay for expanded Medicaid coverage. The court will give a thumbs up or thumbs down to every piece of the health care puzzle.
Royal Oaks. Days after it erupted, that raging wildfire near Colorado Springs is still burning out of control. High winds are a big problem, so is the heat. Judy Hamilton had to leave her home in a hurry.
All of a sudden, all this smoke came down out of nowhere really fast, a lot of wind.
And embers from the fire can set off even more flames.
Those embers driven by the wind can jump a half a mile, and the probability of ignition from those landing, based on our fire behavior forecast, is about 65%.
Fire incident commander Rich Harvey says the embers are a real hazard. Firefighters are battling to save the U.S. Air Force Academy. The brother of jailed financier Bernard Madoff is expected to plead guilty today to conspiracy and falsifying records. Peter Madoff faces 10 years in prison. Republicans in the House are moving ahead today with contempt of Congress votes against Attorney General Eric Holder. It's over documents in the botched case Operation Fast and Furious that was meant to track weapons. This is ABC News.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sam's Club members save every day, but June 27th through July 8th, you can save even more with $775 in instant savings on select items. At Sam's Club, discover summer's best for less. Fresh meat and produce, brand name home essentials, and more. No coupons, no rebates. The instant savings are loaded right on your card. Not a member? Join today and enjoy $775 in instant savings. Summer is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for more details.
More allegations of safety lapses at a high-security lab at the Centers for Disease Control. Internal emails from a CDC employee report multiple instances of doors left unlocked, allowing access to labs containing deadly strains.
Anthrax, monkeypox, virulent strains of flu, the SARS virus, all potentially lethal, and all stored at a CDC laboratory in Atlanta, supposedly under the most stringent of conditions. But internal emails first obtained by USA Today and confirmed this morning by ABC News raise serious questions about security at the sensitive facility.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. Officials are continuing to inspect the cargo ship containers at a New Jersey dock they could hold stowaways. A Coast Guard inspection team says it heard knocking that suggested people could be inside one of the boxes, but no one has turned up yet after 150 containers were checked. Richard Davies, ABC News.
You wanted your business to succeed. Nothing could possibly mean more. You worked hard to make it happen. Late nights, bills to pay, managing inventory. Some days were good, some days were tough. All you wanted was success and to live the dream every small business owner strives for. Now it's happened, but you couldn't have done it without East Carolina Bank. You have the backing of a team of financial professionals, the small business team at East Carolina Bank. They put it all together for your business, maximizing your available cash flow, setting aside funds for debt reduction, business loans, and providing solutions for your greatest business challenges. East Carolina Bank did more than just lend you money. They partnered with you to build a path to your success. Click myecb.com or stop by one of their local offices today to speak with a small business expert. It's time to get your business on track for tomorrow. East Carolina Bank, creating success together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to make the right call for your business. And our friend Daryl Harrison, the local Xerox authorized sales agent with Document Solutions East, is still helping folks find Xerox solutions for their business needs. Right, Daryl?
That's right. Xerox continues to help businesses make the right value calls for copiers in Eastern North Carolina.
Congratulations, Daryl, on being a Platinum Agency and President's Club winner again, which recognizes your agency as one of the top groups in the Southeast for the customer service guarantee and performance results. And J.D. Powers has awarded the Xerox organization for superior support for the fourth consecutive year.
Xerox continues to provide great products with great pricing, supported by great people.
And I know that becoming a platinum agency is one of the highest honors by Xerox for their sales agency. So congratulations, Daryl, for this outstanding recognition for helping customers in the area.
Thanks so much. It's a great time to call your local Xerox team serving Eastern Carolina.
Folks, this agency understands the right call for your office solutions. Call Daryl Harrison, Document Solutions East, your local authorized Xerox sales agent at 321-7994.
36-month lease, $4,500 down, cash or trade, 12,000 miles per year with approved credit while supplies last. Wave hi to the new Honda Accord LX, only $129 a month right now at Bob Barber Honda. Make it do the limbo, and it's still just $129 at Bob Barber Honda. Turn it into a gnarly surfer, and it's still $129 a month. Give it a free lifetime warranty, and it's still $129. Buy it at another dealership and pay way more. The new Honda Accord LX, up to 34 miles per gallon and just $129 a month. Only at Bob Barber Honda. And this new Accord gets up to 34 miles per gallon. Considering current gas prices, that's a big deal. The new Honda Accord, $129 a month and up to 34 miles per gallon. And if credit has been an issue for you, call us at 1-800-NEXT-HONDA for some much-needed credit love. We're Bob Barber Honda at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard in Greenville.
Bob Barber Honda!
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Thursday morning, Talk of the Town. Welcome back, Hour 2. Good to have you with us this morning. We're live in the studio this morning on location in Washington tomorrow morning at a new place called the Plantation House, which is just down from Lee Chevrolet. We hope you'll come out and join us. We got some studio guests here this morning. We're continuing our conversation from the first hour with City Councilman Max Joyner.
Good morning.
And Alan Thomas, the mayor of Greenville. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good to see you both. We've talked about the budget. Your headline that you cut $2.5 million out of the budget. We talked about your new city manager. What else did we talk about? We talked about hiring a new police chief. We've done all that. And we were talking about Amtrak when we left. I want to spend just another second on that because I was getting texts from people that, you know, kind of agree with me a little bit on the Amtrak thing. The city is scheduled to do an intermodal center, which is a $9 million project. And the question has come up over time, why does Greenville need an intermodal center? Intermodal means you've got different facets of transportation all coming together into one place where people can go and pick train or bus or whatever. And I've been saying all along, with no rail service, with no nothing, we're not trying to bring in Amtrak, Mayor, just to justify the fact that we're going to build an intermodal center, are we?
I don't think we've decided to do anything at this point. I think we have a study group, which we are inviting you to join so you can give your opinion, since you seem to have a lot of thoughts on it. And that's what the community is all about. So we invite you to join and be a part of that. Yeah. Right now we're evaluating whether an intermodal component is what we need here in the city. Mm-hmm. That has not been decided. We know that it was reviewed in the previous council, and they decided not to locate that over near the university area. So I think that's still up to discussion. I don't think that's a done deal yet.
And of course, Max, it's a $9 million project. $8 million is coming from federal stimulus money, but the city does have to put $1 million in and then operate it after that.
And when I got on the council 5 years ago, it was one of the first things that was brought to us. At that time, it was a $6 million project. And the last figures I saw on it was an $11 million project.
So the
numbers have bounced around. So the need, someone's going to have to show me a great need for that. And
so that is to be determined. That is not a done deal, is what
well,
you're telling me.
None of us have an interest in a glorified bus terminal. I have zero interest in that. I think if there's a multi-function use, if there can be some other ways to create income off of it, if we're leasing part of the facility for other services, it's just like I remember going down to, where was it, LSU or somewhere, where they wanted to make an extension to their football stadium. So they said they were going to build four new dorms. Well, guess what was on the backside of their dorms? A whole new side of a football stadium. So sometimes if there's a way where we can create sustainability, we're going to have income getting kicked out. I'm a business person. It's got to make money for me.
I know you've got to leave, so I want to get into this, the raise. There was no discussion of the city council giving themselves a raise during the whole budgeting process. On the night the vote was taken for the budget,
a motion was made by you, Councilman Joyner, to give the city council a raise, give the mayor a raise, give the mayor pro tem a raise. You're drawing a lot of heat on that. Calvin Mercer came out in the meeting that night, said that, you know, he doesn't agree with it, that it was something that should have been discussed in advance, and that's gotten legs. There's a lot of people that agree with Councilman.
I almost asked Dennis and Rose to move their chairs when he said that, because I was worried he was going to get struck by lightning based on making a comment like that. I think there's much more to that story, and I think it's
well,
not
let's
fair.
Hear it.
Well,
basically, they've been talking about the city council members, well, much ourselves, have been talking about a raise since I've been on the council. The council, we go to a lot of meetings, do a lot of hard work. This year, our budget was $114 million. The city can't afford, I don't think, to adequately compensate us, but there hadn't been a raise in 14 years. The city's still getting a great deal, I believe, what they're paying each council member. But you don't serve on the council for money. You're doing it. I want to make Greenville a better place to live.
How much is the raise? For people who don't know, how much is the raise? A nominal raise. How much was
it? It's $100 a month for each council member.
You're going from $600 to $700
a month. Yeah, and basically, when I talked about it with each council member, and I did talk about each council member, they agreed. It's the gas has gone up, and I phone bill. I mean, my phone rings off the hook every
day. I know you guys are in constant meetings, but why not just bring it up earlier and talk about it in a public forum? Why do it on the night of?
No, absolutely. When you look at a budget, you always look at a number of things you probably could have approached differently. And also, let's not forget, there are a lot of adjustments that are made towards the end of a budget on any level. And we also increase funding for lighting in high crime areas by over $100,000. And $200,000 for economic development. We looked into areas towards the end of the budget. It's when things kind of settle in and you realize where funds are and what can be done. And let's go back to the challenge that we issued to staff. We told them that we have a $2+ million budget shortfall because of the property loss in value, that we need to go back and we're not going to raise taxes on our citizens. We're going to go back and give our citizens a tax rebate of over $2.5 million. And that's what we did. And we challenged staff, if you do that, just like the legislature and the leadership there decided to give teachers and state employees a small cost of living adjustment, we thought that was the right thing also to do for city personnel who hadn't had one adjustment in about 5 years. So with that, that's when the conversation, I think, came up among council members, when's the last time there was an adjustment, a small adjustment in the stipend for council members. And a $114 million budget, we're talking about a $10,000 item.
The comment you made about Calvin Mercer and lightning striking him is an indication that you don't believe that he had somehow backed up on an agreement. And we've heard you say that now, that there was an agreement among all city council people that you would take this raise. And Calvin Mercer got out and started grandstanding that night to make the rest of you look bad. But does that raise a question about an open meetings law violation? If there had been an agreement between the city council and the mayor to do this before you got out in open forum, isn't that an open meetings violation?
I talk to a council member every day, and we know we can't meet in a group of more than three and talk about issues. And so when I met with Calvin, I was talking to Calvin and another council member about the possibility of a pay raise. And Calvin told me that as long as it was unanimous, he would support it. And the other council member chimed in, and then, but with talking to the other council members, everybody agreed if it was unanimous, we would all support the raise. Now, if Council Member Mercer had a change of thoughts when we brought it up at the actual budget meeting, that's great, but he denied that we'd ever he'd ever heard of it.
Well,
that's the problem I have.
I want to say this. Honesty matters in this process. We're all citizens here. We see our citizens every day. And I think what the people of Greenville want us to do, less grandstanding and talking through blogs and talking through media, and more time council members actually talking together. And as mayor, I'm not a council member from District 1, 2, 3, or 4. My job is to try to build consensus. I've met with Calvin. I've met with every council member. And my goal, I don't get a vote. Most folks, as I mentioned before, I don't get to vote unless to break a tie. Mm-hmm. Even on the budget, it's a 5-1 vote approving the budget. Now, I went out and advocated economic development and working on public safety in Uptown Greenville to get Vidant and ECU to join in on help making that grow. But you know what? at the end of the day, we need to work together as a council and do what's best for Greenville. Instead of communicating through blogs and through comments and side items where you've taken side shots at council members, I think we all need to focus more about trying to move this city forward. Isn't that why we're elected
for? And, of course, you're talking about Calvin. Calvin has been writing a blog for a long time. Calvin Mercer openly campaigned against you, Mayor Thomas, and there just seems to be a divide there that's getting wider. Is that bad blood becoming a feud that is not healthy for the city?
We have a council of six very diverse individuals, and they all have different constituencies and folks that work for very hard for this city. And to try to say that six individuals or five all work together on something, there's an outlier. Well, you should ask the question, what's the issue with the outlier versus the very diverse group that are all trying to work together for the city? Ask yourself that question. And I invite anybody to be a part of the process.
And by the way, I have asked him that question.
Yeah.
As you know, he's been on the show many times, and he always accuses the block voting, and my response to him has always been, well, isn't there a block vote in the other direction when you vote with Marion Blackburn on everything? So I know you've got to go.
I do. I got to go.
I hate to leave that one hanging there without giving you a chance to finish up there. Anything else you want to say?
We're 6 months into this council, and I think we've got a lot of things ahead of us. We're working on a potential parking deck downtown. I've got great excitement about possible things that are happening in our city from a job standpoint, from an economic development standpoint. That's what we need to be focused on. Let's work together and try to move this city forward. We're going to hire a new police chief. We need to make sure that's the right person for the job for this city. And I'll let other folks worry about the stuff in the weeds. I'm going to keep focused on the things that are important to grow Greenville. And Congressman Jones has been a great help in this. Working with the guys in the state legislature has been a big help. And I just want to thank them for all their partnership for our city. And I'm just going to keep on doing what we do, which is try to grow this city.
But there is no feud amongst council. There's difference of opinions. We had a ribbon cut the other day. We all sat together. We all get along and talk. It's just we have a difference of opinion on some things. But feud on council, there's no feud.
Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
I want to say that I think you deserve the raise. By the way, I think I watch being a little bit closer than the average bear to this and watching it. I know how many meetings that you go to. It's ridiculous the amount of pay that you get. You know, the process, I'm not so sure the process was handled in a great way, but, you know, whether it was the right way to handle it or not, it was the right thing to do, I think, at this point, to increase the compensation a little bit based on the amount of time and effort that I see all of you, including all of the city council people. I mean, the amount of it, people see the meetings on TV, but that's a tear in the ocean of the amount of work and the phone calls that you get and all that. So I want to thank you all for what you do and for the city, and I think you deserve the raise.
Well, I'll say this. At the end of the day, you look back at what happened. We took a much tougher process to get to our budget, but the end result was that we cut this budget and we were able to return back almost $2.5 million in tax revenue back to our citizens instead of putting a higher tax burden like other communities did. And we're very proud of that.
And we added services.
And we did. And we're very proud of that.
Thank you both for being here.
Thank
Drive
you,
carefully
Henry.
On the way to Raleigh, Mayor. Good to see you both. Max Joyner and Alan Thomas from the city of Greenville, the mayor and the Greenville City Councilman. 19 after, we're going to get a break in. We've got Matt coming up with news headlines, and we're also going to play Genius Quiz this hour. We'll be right back.
Need quality tires? Warehouse Tire and Battery in Washington is Eastern North Carolina's premier tire center. When you hear Firestone, you think quality. Warehouse Tire has a huge selection of Firestone tires at great prices. People in Beaufort County and throughout Eastern North Carolina are finding out that they can save hundreds at Warehouse Tire in Washington. Warehouse Tire can service almost all vehicles, and customer satisfaction is always guaranteed. With 10 service bays, they'll get you in and out with the area's best service. See Jim Brewer and his staff at Warehouse Tire on Hackney Avenue in Washington. So if you need quality tires, visit Jim Brewer and his staff at Warehouse Tire and Battery in Washington. Right now, when you buy four eligible Firestone tires, you'll receive a $70 Firestone Gas prepaid MasterCard. Offer valid May 14th through July 8th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. See participating Firestone retailer for eligible tires and complete details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank.
This message is a call to action to conservative voters.
Our nation was founded on the principle that every vote matters, and your conservative vote will never matter more than in the second Republican primary to be held on July 17th. In the past, primaries like these have seen voter turnout of less than 5%. So it's vitally important that conservatives like you let their voice be heard. And the clear conservative choice for Lieutenant Governor is Tony Gurley. Tony Gurley has a proven track record of conservatism that includes strong stands for lower taxes, transparency in government, and opposition to illegal immigration. Tony Gurley has never been afraid to make the tough decisions when it comes to conserving your tax dollars, and he'll never compromise your conservative values. Make sure your conservative vote is cast for Tony Gurley, the clear conservative choice for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm Tony Gurley, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I sponsored this message to encourage conservatives to let their voice be heard in the upcoming July 17th Republican primary.
If your old mattress needs replacing, then listen to this. It's the Sealy Posturepedic Truckload Triple Choice Event at all factory mattress and bedrooms. We're introducing the new Sealy Posturepedic with some of our best prices of the year. Choose a Posturepedic firm, plush, or pillow top queen size set starting at just $7.99. Plus, get free local delivery and setup. The new Sealy Posturepedic and its core support center is the only mattress specifically designed to provide more support where you need it the most. The Sealy Posturepedic Truckload Triple Choice Event at all factory mattress and bedrooms with locations in Greenville, Rocky Mount, and Wilson.
See dealer for details. Free oil changes and tire rotations is a Greenville Toyota program. Zero down with approved credit. All pricing excludes tax, fees, title registration, and 498 dealer fees.
It's Greenville Toyota's mid-year clearance sale, and we want to know, if you could trade up to a newer vehicle and reduce your payment, would you trade? How about getting free oil changes and tire rotations for life? Plus, ask about zero down and no payments until September. It's time for our mid-year clearance sale, and we can reduce your payment. At GreenvilleToyota.com, Highway 11 across from Lowe's, you come see us.
After 8 o'clock, welcome back. Talk of the Town Thursday morning. Interesting and spirited conversation with the mayor and Councilman Joyner, and we appreciate them being willing to come on this morning and talk about some of the things we've all been buzzing about in Greenville here for the last few months, including the budget and the raise and the relationships and all that. I thought, you know, they handled the tough questions well. 22 after, time now for some news headlines. Matt Engelbrecht is here from WITN this morning. You see him doing the weather most of the time, but this morning he's in at the news desk, and we've got our news update brought to you by our friends at Acre Station Meat Farm. Here is Matt with the latest. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. And we actually have some breaking news for you. Some new information. I was reporting on the story earlier about an escaped inmate. The man who escaped from a state prison on Wednesday night, he is now back in custody, so they were able to apprehend him. Officials captured 35-year-old Joey Carrico this morning at 5:20. Carrico is serving 2 years for misdemeanor driving while intoxicated. He was due for release February 2013. He escaped the Wilkes Correction Center near Winston-Salem around 9 p.m. Wednesday. Again, this just came in that he has been apprehended, and the escaped inmate is now back in custody. A funeral is planned for tomorrow for a woman who was stabbed to death while the search continues for the suspect. A candlelight vigil was held last night for Elizabeth Hope Cutler at the very place she was murdered, the Sedgefield apartment complex in Greenville. Dozens of neighbors as well as some family members came to remember her. Her grandmother, Mary Cutler, is trying to cope with the unexpected loss. Now, the suspect remains on the loose. 24-year-old Max Albert Durant Tejada is wanted for Cutler's murder. Can the jurors break their deadlock? That's what we'll be watching for later on today in the murder trial of Arthur Ridnow. The jurors deliberated for 2 days in the trial of Ridnow in Pitt County before telling the judge they are deadlocked. The judge sent jurors home for the night with instructions to return at 9:30 this morning, which is in the next hour or so, to try again. Ridnow is accused of killing girlfriend Teresa Foster at his Stokes home. Only marijuana was found in the system of a man who was shot while mauling another man's face. The Miami-Dade County Medical Examiner released a toxicology report on Rudy Eugene. Police shot and killed Eugene when he refused to stop chewing a homeless man's face over the Memorial Day weekend. The report identified active components of marijuana, but no other street drugs, alcohol, or prescription drugs were found. The 65-year-old who succumbed to the attack did in fact survive. The U.S. Forest Service says the Croatan National Forest fire is now 98% contained, and they expect it to be fully contained by Saturday. The latest aerial footage shows 21,000 acres scorched by the wildfire. Foresters say recent rains and water pumping has helped the operations to contain the fire. And, of course, this comes with great news with the impending heat set to encompass eastern North Carolina coming up this weekend. That is your news. Well, actually, we'll go over one more. This is from the national news. As the low-carb, high-protein diets become more popular, new evidence is actually revealing they may cause health problems in women. A study of over 40,000 Swedish women found those who regularly ate an Atkins-type diet were 28% more likely to develop cardiovascular disease than those who did not. Researchers say that while the actual numbers are small, they're still concerning because so many young women are exposed to these diets. It's unclear whether short-term, low-carb, high-protein diets are harmful, but experts say women should stick with plant-based proteins and not cut out to the complex carbohydrates like fruits and vegetables. Google wants to take a bite out of the tablet market. The tech giant introduced Nexus 7 Wednesday. The tablet computer with a 7-inch high-resolution screen is set to be released. It also comes with a front-facing camera and features which include voice search. The Nexus 7 will be available in mid-July with a price starting at $199, the same as Amazon's Kindle Fire. And finally, a little NBC news for you. Ann Curry says the rumors are true. She is leaving the Today Show, and she's going to make the announcement later on NBC's Today. USA Today reports Curry will step down from Today this morning after 1 year of serving as co-host next to Matt Lauer following Meredith Vieira's departure. Curry told USA Today that this will be a tough day, that, quote, I'm going to have to tell our viewers that's what makes this more emotional than anything. I don't want to leave them. I love them, and I will really miss them, end quote. And the paper said Curry sounded as if she was fighting tears during their telephone interview. Curry has a new contract with NBC, just not with Today, the show. No word on who NBC is pursuing to fill Ann's soon-to-be-empty seat. And, Henry, you were just talking about that you have some idea of who they may be looking at or how that whole situation is going to be unfolding.
The rumor is that Regis is coming back to be on with Kathy Lee in the 9 o'clock hour, and that Hoda Kotb is going to come back to the 7 and 8 hours with Matt Lauer. And, of course, it's pretty obvious that Ann Curry got fired from the Today Show. So the question is, who fired her? Did Matt Lauer not want her on, or did you know that little word you guys love in television? Those two little words you love to hear: focus group.
Oh yes, the focus group.
Some focus group. By the way, I would like to commend Matt on the fact that he never blinked, he never lost a step, in spite of the fact that I just spilled coffee all over the desk. And he, of all the days for you to be over here at the desk with me, I just spilled coffee everywhere. Yeah. And Matt, we would never have known it had I not said it and told people. Because you did see it though, right?
Yeah, well, I do flood watches and flood warnings before, and I saw the downhill. The downhill angle of the table. I was like, I'm safe.
You knew it wasn't coming your way. It all came toward me. All right, that is our news headlines brought to you by Acre Station this morning from WITM. Matt, thank you very much. Have a great 4th of July. All right, absolutely. And Acre Station, of course, it's the Acre Station. It's the 4th of July week coming up. So this is the perfect time. If you have not yet tried Acre Station, folks, you need to go down this weekend. I'm actually, Michael, we're going to be down there tomorrow morning in Washington. I'm going to leave Acres. I'm going to leave the plantation house tomorrow morning and head over and get some steaks for the 4th of July celebration. I got to do it. It's just something that I got to do. Uh-oh, my computer just went out. Does that mean coffee got in my computer? I don't think so. It's back. Okay. Acres Station is the old-fashioned butcher shop, and they can cut your steaks and your pork chops thicker. And I promise you, you can't get it any fresher than you can get it at Acre Station, because they absolutely do everything right on the lot. This is how, there's no middleman. This is how fresh your meat will be. The slaughterhouse is behind the store down there on Highway 32. So they slaughter it right there and sell it right there. And so when you're thinking about, you know, processed meat and all the different stages that meat goes through before it ends up in the grocer counter, in the grocer case, not happening at Acre Station. This is done right there on the lot. And as a matter of fact, if you haven't tried their sausage and bacon, you don't know what you're missing. I guarantee it's the best sausage or bacon you will ever put in your mouth. It's Acre Station. They're located on Highway 32. It's just a short trip. It's just outside Washington, between Washington and Plymouth, outside Pinetown there on Highway 32. I'm heading down there tomorrow to get some holiday treats, and I think you ought to do the same thing. All right, it is 8:30 right now. We got the Genius Quiz coming up. And more as we roll through our Talk of the Town Thursday morning edition. We'll be right back.
It's finally time for the Brown & Wood Grand Opening Sales Event. We've just completed our total home makeover and are celebrating by offering the best deals ever on the largest inventory of Buick, GMC, and Cadillacs in eastern North Carolina. We've taken hundreds of extra inventory to make sure that you can take advantage of this one-time Grand Opening Sales Event. Why go anywhere else? I promise we'll make it worth your while. Hurry in today and help us celebrate while saving thousands at Brown & Wood Buick, GMC, and Cadillac.
Price tags overboard.
The savings event you've been waiting for. The summer's biggest boat sale, powered by Evinrude E-Tech.
At Park Boat Company Power Sports in Washington. And the new Manio Marine in Manio.
We slash prices on every new boat in stock. Every Grady White, Carolina Skiff, Pioneer, every Chaparral, Hurricane, every South Bay, Manitou, and Sea-Doo. It's
price tags overboard.
Choose from over 100 boats and watercraft.
At Park Boat Company Power Sports in Washington. And the new Manio Marine in Manio.
Now is the best time to buy. 6-year warranties and special financing available on all Evinrude E-Tech power boats. Take advantage of the lowest price this summer on all sport boats, fishing boats, pontoon and deck boats, skiffs, Evinrude E-Tech repowers, and personal watercraft. All at spectacular savings. If it floats, it's on sale. Because it's
price tags overboard.
Don't miss the biggest boat sale of the summer.
At Park Boat Company Power Sports in Washington. And the new Manio Marine in Manio.
For more than 40 years, Expert Auto Care has been Washington's transmission specialists. Now, Expert Auto Care is serving eastern North Carolina with transmission service and all auto repairs. They've got over 20 years of diesel experience, and they can service any maker model, whether you drive an import or domestic. Got a problem with your car? Turn to the experts. Expert Auto Care at 327 West 5th Street in Washington. Call 946-1421. That's 946-1421. For Expert Auto Care, integrity at work.
It's an essential part of our everyday lives. It puts food on our table by helping farmers grow larger crops and raise healthier livestock. It is used in the production of fluoride for healthy teeth. It's used in the crust, sauce, vegetables, and cheese that come together to make your pizza.
Happy birthday!
It's in the baking powder that makes our cakes and cookies and enhances the flavor of the ice cream that goes on top. Our bodies need it for energy and cell regeneration. Think about it. Phosphate is an essential nutrient necessary for human, animal, and plant development. It is fundamental to the growth, maintenance, and repair of body tissue and the formation of bones in infants and children. Phosphate, it's one essential element. To learn more about how your body depends on the production of phosphate, visit oneessentialelement.com. Potash Corp Aurora, helping nature provide.
Can you believe that early voting starts when? Today. Early voting starts today. Don't forget, we are in a period now, a runoff, a primary runoff period, and so there are several things to be voted on, including the lieutenant governor's runoff between Tony Gurley and Dan Forrest. And, by the way, we're working on a potential debate between those two here. Not this coming week, but week after next. The Arthur Williams-Paul Tyne race, for those of you in Beaufort County all the way out through Washington County and Dare County. That is a primary to see who's going to win that primary. So Arthur Williams is in a primary right now with, I believe her name is Maddie Wilson from Nag's Head. And we're going to interview both of them over the next couple of weeks before July 17th, when you is the actual day to go to the polls. But also the Secretary of State race, Eddie Goodwin is in that runoff with Ken Gardner, the architect from Raleigh. That's going to be an interesting race. Eddie Goodwin from Edenton, the chairman of the Chowan County Commissioners, and he's got to win that to get into the November primary. So if you are interested in helping any of those candidates, you need to plan to go vote, and you can do it starting today here in Pitt County at the Pitt County Ag Center in the conference room there at 403 Government Center or Government Circle, or as you know, the best landmark to describe kind of where they are, of course, is the fact that they're out by the county jail. Over across the river off Green Street at 403 Government Circle. If you just go straight across the river and go out toward the Ag Center out there toward the jail and you turn right into that complex there. Thursday and Friday hours this week, voting today and tomorrow, 8 to 5 at the Ag Center. Monday and Tuesday, Thursday and Friday of next week, 8 to 5. Of course, they won't be there on Wednesday because of the 4th of July. Saturday, July 14th, which is the following Saturday, they will have hours. This is the Saturday before Election Day on July 17th. This would be Saturday, July 14th. You can vote from 8 to 1. Only at the Pitt County Ag Center. Normally they have voting at the Ag Center and the Senior Center, but looks like for this one, they're only going to be doing the Ag Center, which, you know, you wonder how much, think about how much this is going to cost the taxpayers to have a runoff. And in the middle of July, and you wonder how many people are actually going to vote. So I would encourage you to vote. Get out there and vote. I think, you know, I don't know any other way to do it except the way they're doing it. I did like the idea that somebody suggested that they take everybody who voted in the primary and just send them a ballot. But, you know, you voter fraud and all that stuff, you can't really do that. Probably didn't make any sense. A couple other news and notes. We've been talking about the fact that Wilmington is trying to get that minor league baseball team down there. And I was down there in Wilmington this past weekend. Wilmington is a nice little city down there. They got a lot going on in Wilmington, and they are working toward the baseball. We had so much to talk about with the mayor, Max Joyner, this morning. I never got to the idea of Greenville trying to recruit a minor league baseball team, which has been discussed to a degree. But according to the this morning's Wilmington Star News, New Hanover County leaders expect the timeline will come when they'll be asked to re-enter talks with the city of Greenville about building a baseball stadium for that Atlanta Braves minor league team. At the moment, the city has agreed to put in some money on this mammoth stadium that they're going to build down by the river in Wilmington, but the county, New Hanover County, has not committed any money. A decision, they say, in this morning's newspaper in Wilmington is likely not to come until after voters decide in November whether they even want a taxpayer-funded professional baseball stadium. And I was down there talking to some people in Wilmington this weekend and asked the question, is this referendum on using taxpayer money to build a baseball stadium going to pass in Wilmington? And as you can imagine, it was pretty divided. You know, I asked a couple of people said, I hope not. But then, you know, when you look at it from the greater scheme of things and the economic development and keeping their downtown vibrant and all that, I think in the end that they'll probably get the votes to make this thing happen. And so they're looking for the city and some private money is going to be put in it. They're talking about building a $30-plus million stadium in Wilmington, North Carolina. So you know it's going to have skyboxes and the very latest technology and the big scoreboards and all that. I'll tell you who's done a great job with their minor league baseball team, and I imagine that Wilmington's looking at this and saying, you know, we might be able to partner with these guys and model what we're doing, is the Charleston River Dogs. Do you know who owns the Charleston River Dogs? Comedian Bill Murray. Of Saturday Night Live and Caddyshack. He's got a new movie coming out. I saw he's going to be in a movie with two or three big stars, or something, and he looks really old, probably because he is really old. But, you know, he still lives down there at Sullivan's Island outside Charleston, and he owns the Charleston River Dogs. And they've got a stadium right there on the river downtown Charleston, and they've done a great job, and it's been a big part of their boosting their economy in downtown Charleston. So Wilmington's looking at that and saying, hey, we can do that too. All right, 20 minutes in front of 9. Time to play Genius Quiz, a rare Thursday morning, 8 o'clock hour Genius Quiz. We've got some great prizes to give away this morning. We have the $25 gift card to Tripp's Restaurant, if you can answer my question this morning. We also have a gift pack from Ann's Old Fashioned Dumplings. Miss Ann will give you one of her recipe books, and also we'll give you some of Miss Ann's products, some chicken base to go along with it, and maybe some ham base, or maybe some of that one sauce, which would be good for grilling out some of those steaks and pork chops over the holidays. And we'll also throw in an oil change for your vehicle from Chip Davis and the guys over at Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. If you want to play Genius Quiz, the phone lines are open right now. Call us now here at 841 here on Thursday morning. Lines are open right now. Dial now, 561-8255. If you want to win the Trips card and all the other prizes, 561-8255. Call us right now. We're playing Genius Quiz. We'll be right back and give you a chance to win. Dial us now, 561-8255.
Winslow's Tavern and Bar is more than a restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Winslow's is Greenville's spot for global beer, over 200 craft bottle beers, and Eastern North Carolina's largest selection of bourbon and whiskey. Winslow's Tavern and Restaurant brings worldly flavors to you in a fun, relaxed, warm, and friendly atmosphere. There's always something going on at Winslow's, so gather friends for karaoke on Tuesday nights, jazz night on Wednesdays, live music or DJ on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. On Sundays, Winslow's is the perfect spot to enjoy the breakfast buffet from 10:30 to 2. Winslow's also has large, fresh salads, delicious deli sandwiches, homemade soups, a variety of gourmet burgers, and of course, the famous Winslow's homemade potato chips. Winslow's menu has something for everyone. For private parties, call Catherine at 364-8921.
With the new season, we continue to hear positive economic news, and Springshire wants to share good news with you, too. Greenville's newest retirement community, Springshire, continues to grow and develop, starting the hearts and minds of a few visionaries a few years ago into what is becoming a development reality on beautiful property located on Highway 43 West next to Ironwood Country Club. While economic headwinds have certainly taken their toll on many projects, Springshire is emerging from these challenges strategically positioned to take advantage of today's positive indicators. If you're already on the Springshire list, you know you've made a great decision and a positive investment in your retirement future. If not, you should call Marketing Director Ron Carnigan for an update on all the positive things happening at Springshire. If you haven't planned for your long-term retirement, why not? You should learn about the active living spirit of Springshire. Don't be one of those who said, I wish I would have. Be among those who continue to say, I'm so glad I did. Call Ron Carnigan at 800-884-2203 or visit springshire.org.
Are you or someone you know taking cholesterol-lowering medication? Hello, I'm Jeff Boltenhouse, Vice President of HealthWise Pharmacy. These drugs can cause harmful side effects such as muscle and joint pain, memory loss, and confusion. At HealthWise Pharmacy, we carry Statenzyme, a natural product that will reduce or eliminate these painful side effects within 2 to 4 weeks, guaranteed. Try it in combination with your cholesterol-lowering medication for 30 days, and the only side effect is feeling better. Stop by and see us on Memorial Drive in Greenville or call us at 752-0338 and begin living life better.
Breaking news, breaking news. This just in from Ann herself. Ann's Dumplings and Ann's Delicious Chicken Base are now available at Walmart food stores and Piggly Wiggly. It's a one-stop shop to make Ann's famous chicken and dumplings with regular or whole wheat dumplings and the chicken base. Mmm, tastes like homemade. With Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base, good cooks become great cooks. Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base are now at Walmart and Piggly Wiggly, or visit the website at annsdumplings.com for all Ann's products.
Mm-hmm. 844, 16, in front of 8 o'clock here on Talk of the Town on 103.7, WTIB and Cable 7. Time for the Genius Quiz this morning. In the prize package this morning, a $25 gift card to Tripp's Restaurant on Red Banks Road. And, of course, Tripp's is the home of Thursday night and Thursday all day, half-price wine day. It is half-price all bottles, all glasses, all day at Tripp's today. And my wife's vacation starts this afternoon at 5. What are the chances we'll end up at Trips tonight? Pretty good. half-price wine. And let's see, what else? We've got a gift pack from Ann's Old Fashioned Dumplings, including one of Miss Ann's cookbooks, recipe books, and also we'll throw in the, some of the Miss Ann's product, maybe some chicken base for you or one sauce, grilling out for the holidays, and a oil change for your vehicle from David Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Let's go to Terry, who is up first. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good morning, Henry.
How are you? Where are you calling from, Terry?
You know, I wanted you to ask me that last week so bad.
Oh, did you call last
week? Yes, I said back hair instead of chest hair. And I'm on my way to Rocky Mount to work. But last week I was on my way to New Bern, and I always say to myself, I'm on my way to Dumplinville.
Dumplinville.
yes, and I worked in Dumplinville yesterday, so I had the opportunity to see my neighbors Sadie and Tom do their show live. It was absolutely fun.
Did you go to Raddy's yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Signed the petition and everything.
Good. I heard there was a good crowd down there. We had like 200 people here in Greenville yesterday.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, that's great. I got a chance to hear Tom and Sadie doing the show from Captain Raddy's, and I heard it was a lot of fun. In fact, I just got a email from Bill Poole, our manager down in New Bern, saying it went very well. All right.
Yeah, Sadie looked at me. She says, what are you doing here? I said, I worked in Dumplinville today.
Dumplinville. I got to remember that. That's good. All right. You ready for your question?
Okay.
All right. Here is today's genius quiz. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
All right. You'll like this question. Researchers at Cambridge University. Researchers at Cambridge University say they have found the key to happiness for men. What do you think it is?
The key to happiness.
The key to happiness for men, according to Cambridge University researchers. New study just out. They say men are happier when they do this. What is it?
Make their wives happy.
Need to be more specific, but that's, you're probably right about that. Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, Terry, thanks for trying.
All right.
Call us back next week. That'll open a line at 561-8255. Let's go to Marshall. Good morning, Marshall.
Hey, Henry.
Where are you this morning?
I'm in Greenville.
All right. Researchers at Cambridge University. Where is it? Cambridge is in Cambridge, England, right? Cambridge, jolly old England. They say that the secret to happiness for men is this. They say they've discovered through their research when men are happier when they do this. What is it?
Give their wife a gift?
No. 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 I see where people are going with this. They're heading toward down the road of the wife thing. And it does have a... The answer does have an impact on the wife, that's for sure. 561-8255. Let's go to Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Henry. How
are
you doing?
Where are you this morning, Jim?
I'm in Greenville. I'm Nelson's brother.
Oh, hey, Jim. How you doing? Nelson's sitting
good,
in here with me this morning. All right, Jim. The key to happiness for men, according to this Cambridge research study, is what? What do you think it is?
Give women attention, more attention?
No, that's not quite right. No, it's not what we're looking for. All right, thank you, Jim.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Try next week. 561-8255. 561-TALK. Let's go to Johnny. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right, where are you, Johnny?
I'm living in Farmville.
All right, in Farmville this morning. Yes. What makes men happy in Farmville, Johnny? What is the answer to this study from the Cambridge research folks? They say men are happier when they do this. What is it?
A happy wife.
Yeah, we kind of already had that guess. That's not right. That's not it. That's not it. Let me give a little bit of a clue though. This will make your wife very happy. Now that has a lot of different possibilities, doesn't it? This would make your wife very happy. 561-8255. Where are we going, Mike? Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Where are you, sir?
Edenton.
Edenton. All right, Ron. How are things at Edenton this morning?
Warm enough.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. All right, Ron.
Yes.
Cambridge research says the secret to happiness for men is doing this, and my hint is the wife will really like it, too. So what is it?
Chores.
Yes! The hint did it, right?
Yeah.
The hint did it.
I knew it before you gave the hint.
You did?
Men? I heard the research on the radio the other day.
Oh, you did? You already heard it. Men from seven different countries were found to have an improved sense of well-being and work-life balance when they do chores and help around the house. And it also helps with work-life conflict. It gives people more of a meaning of self-worth. So now, all you guys, you're in big trouble. Your wives have heard this morning, and you're going to have to do the laundry tonight.
So. That's right.
Do you believe it, Ron? Do you think it's true?
To a certain degree.
Yeah.
Especially for retired folks.
Yeah. So get off the couch and do the vacuuming and clean the bathrooms and do the laundry occasionally, wash the dishes and those kind of things. You're a happier person if you do that. And I can see
That's what they say.
Yeah, I can see that. All right. Ron, what's your last name?
Parr, P-A-R-R.
Say it again?
Parr, P-A-R-R.
P-A-R-R, Ron Parr. All right, Ron. Ron, have you ever been to Trips in Greenville?
I have not.
Well, you're going, man. You got a $25 gift card.
That sounds great.
And you also get a copy of Miss Ann's books from Ann's Old Fashioned Dumplings, and you also get some of her product. And you also get an oil change from Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeeps. So I'm going to put you on hold here and let Michael pick up and tell you maybe next time you're over here in Greenville you can pick all that up.
Oh, I will. I go to Greenville quite often.
All right, good. Ron, thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you.
Tell all my buddies in Edenton good morning today.
I certainly will.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye. Ron Parr up in Edenton, the winner of the Genius Quiz this morning. All you unhappy men, go home and vacuum tonight, and it's going to make you feel better. All right, 8:52. It is 8 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. More Talk of the Town coming up a Thursday morning. We will be live on location tomorrow in Washington. Going to be focusing on Beaufort County again, one of our favorite places to be. We're going to be at the new Plantation House Restaurant, which is just, if you're coming in from Greenville, it's just past Lee Chevrolet on the right. If you're coming in from Washington over to the restaurant tomorrow morning, it's just before you get to Lee Chevrolet there on 264 over on the left in that little strip. What's that little strip called, you know? It's just a little strip there. What is it? You'll see it. It's very easy to find. I saw it the other day. Plantation House. We're going to be over there tomorrow morning. And that's, by the way, that is going to be our last show until the following Monday. We are going to be on hiatus next week. I think we did this last year. Since the 4th of July is in the middle of the week, I'm taking the week off next week, trying to get in a little vacation and recharge the batteries. And so next week from 7 to 9, you'll be hearing America's Morning News, which people really like. And you'll hear it for the whole 3 hours from 6 to 9 next week. And then we will be back in the saddle on Monday, July, 9th. Be back in July, so we'll take next week off. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Oh, I can't believe that.
What's wrong, Jim?
The bank denied my business loan. I thought banks were lending again.
Have you tried East Carolina Bank?
No. Are they lending?
Yes. East Carolina Bank gave me the loan to expand my business last year. They have all of the products and services of the larger banks. And what's really great about East Carolina Bank is they treat me like a person. I have a dedicated business banker that offers me straightforward financial advice that's helped steer my business to another successful year. With the right funding solutions, my business stands ready to take advantage of a rebounding economy. East Carolina Bank really looks out for my business interests.
I'd like a banking partner that's on my side for a change.
You can't beat East Carolina Bank. Great products, convenient locations to speak with a business banker.
East Carolina Bank, creating success together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, where are you having lunch? Have you been to Trips recently? Trips on Red Banks Road has some new lunch items, including the flounder sandwich served with hot, fresh fries. It's lightly battered fresh flounder, shredded lettuce, tomato, and homemade dill caper sauce, and the price is right, too, at $7.59. And don't forget, every Thursday, it's half-price wine, all bottles, all glasses, at Trips. And, of course, on Sundays, it's Trips' famous Sunday brunch from 10:30 to 3. Come taste the difference at Trips.
740 Beacon Walk. Credit terms and down payment made by payment first 3 months, then resumed to normal. See dealer for details.
Attention, Rocky Mountain surrounding areas. The credit doctor is back in the house at Bobby Murray Toyota. And his prescription is $29 down and take over the payment through Saturday. Rain or shine. Bank repo. Lease repossession. Bargain cars. $29 down or $89 a month. The credit doctor says Bobby Murray has excess used cars, trucks, and SUVs. If you want to live a healthy life, all you have to do is pick the vehicle you want. Pay just $29 down. Plus, get up to $3,000 guaranteed for your trade. Bad credit. The doctor says it's okay. Bad luck. At Bobby Murray, the doctor will change it. Toyotas, Hondas, Chevys, Fords. All you need is $29 down or $89 a month. Online at bmurraytoyota.com. Bobby Murray Toyota. Wesleyan Boulevard, Rocky Mount.
The heart of Rocky Mount featured Bobby Murray.
Summertime is here, and it's time for some outdoor fun. Overton's can help make sure your 4th of July is a blast. Whether you're going out on the water, playing sports, grilling out with a family at the lake, or driving to the coast to fish, Overton's can help. They have a wide variety of tubes, kneeboards, wakeboards, water skis, fishing gear, sporting equipment, and boating supplies. Plus, great apparel by Billabong, Reef, Calcutta, Guy Harvey, Salt Life, and much more. Overton's, located in Greenville on Red Banks Road. Overton's, launching life on the water since 1976.
Highland Residential Roofing bringing us this segment of Talk of the Town here on Thursday morning. And if you are looking to get some roofing work done, let me give you the name of the local company that we all use. It's Highland Residential Roofing at 758-0076, 758-0076. They're local. And they're friends in the community. They have they're members of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. And one of the great things about using Highland Roofing for your roofing work, you get a 5-year warranty on all labor and materials, and you know those materials are going to be the top quality stuff. They're not going to do a cheap job, and they're going to give you a competitive price, too. And they never use nail guns. So all those things we talk about all the time, call them up. Let them come out to your place and do a free evaluation for you. And they can do it. They won't charge you anything for the initial visit to kind of give you the idea, and they'll offer you a solution. 758-0076, 758-0076. Highland Residential Roofers, they are problem solvers, not out-of-towners. Call them at 758-0076, or you can email them at rooftuneup@gmail.com. We never did get around to sports this morning with McGee out. A couple of sports. I'm looking at WITN's news headlines for sports here. And my old friend Eric Backich, who people remember had a great baseball career here. He was part of the California connection that Keith LeClair brought over to East Carolina that really got the modern era of big-time baseball started at East Carolina. Eric Backich has just been named the head baseball coach at the University of Michigan. They hired him yesterday. He's been the head coach at Maryland the last three seasons, 32-24. At 34, Backich is the youngest head baseball coach at any BCS school. Prior to becoming the coach at Maryland, he was on the staff at Vanderbilt, 2000 graduate of ECU, and we're proud of Eric. And a great, great young man, just a terrific young man. I really enjoyed getting to know Eric. That whole crowd that came over, he and Nick Schnabel were friends and played junior college ball together over in they didn't play together against each other out in the Oakland, California area. And then they came over to East Carolina, fell in love with North Carolina, and did a great job playing for baseball here. And now both of them having great success in the coaching. A lot of those guys that played for, I think you can start naming them, but you know what, just probably more than half of the starters on that team for that had the very high national rankings and RPI rankings for Keith LeClair have gone on to coach in baseball somewhere, either in the pros or in college. So obviously the legacy lives on for Keith LeClair through guys like Eric and Nick, and I'm proud of them, really am. I was talking about early voting starting today, and I got an email from a friend saying I've mentioned some of the runoff races. I did not mention the insurance commissioner race. You're right about that. And, of course, you've got Mike Causey running against Richard Morgan. I had a chance to meet Mike Causey when I was at the Bob Schieffer event for the NC Spin folks. And, of course, Richard Morgan, controversial. He's the guy that joined forces with the Democrats to be co-speaker of the House. Mike Causey, good guy. Got to meet him. Strong candidate. So get out and vote. Early voting starts today for the runoffs. All right, tomorrow morning live at the Plantation House down in Washington. Come on out. We'll see you there tomorrow morning.
The American voice speaks here.
4 more years of Obama will be the end of this country.
103.7 WTIV.
Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard.